Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello again, everyone. This is Gilbert welcoming you to come and reason together. Get your Bible, grab a cup of coffee. I'm Gilbert, of course, from Red Bluff, California.
Hey, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
This is Dan from Vancouver, Washington.
This is Pat from Port Orchard, Washington.
And this is Rachel from Vancouver, Washington.
We'd all want to welcome you, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Anybody have a word of encouragement right now before we get started?
I'm really glad you're here, Dad.
I'm really glad to be here.
Thanks for coming down, Pat.
Oh, my pleasure. I couldn't think of anything better today. This is wonderful being here with everyone.
We're on Acts chapter 2, verses 43 through 47.
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And all that believed together had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and goods, and distributed them to all, according to as any man had need. And daily continued steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread at home, they partook of their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added together daily those being saved.
So the church is expanding daily. You know, we started in 1969 to 1970. It was weekly we saw baptisms. We saw people changing their minds and believing on the Lord, that were maybe from rough upbringings. There was a lot going on, but they called it the hippie era, you know, whatever. They had other names for it too. And other things, we went through a lot of phases, but it seemed like America was returning back to Christ. It was a very interesting time. And people have gone away for a while, and it seems like it's maybe this is the time of the latter rain today. It's a good time to be going through this. And this happened next. And this is an interesting context because they suffered in Jerusalem. The people that did this context suffered financially. And from then on, Paul was collecting alms deeds, you know, like alms for the poor, a collection for people that need help. It was happening. He was going through the different churches and remembering, and it was because of these people, they sold everything and they decided to live a communal life. And their intent was right, to be equal and so on, but it was early because that's only the first part of the restoration. The other parts hadn't happened yet. So they got into trouble money-wise. Some even died because of it. When you get into a few more chapters here, you're going to see a couple of people that regret doing this and lied about some things, and they die, don't we? That's in chapter 5. We're not there yet. But just to remind you that this is something, and we saw a lot of communal living, didn't we, with people in the 1960s and 70s, didn't we?
Yes.
Saw a lot of communes and so on, and they're gone today. They didn't make it.
Correct.
Now, there's a few hang-ons that are still doing it. There's very few of them left.
They were searching for righteousness, peace, and joy, but they were searching in the wrong place.
And where were they searching, Pat?
They were searching within themselves.
And in their flesh.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been corrected yet.
No, it hasn't.
But the heart, God is healing. On the day of Pentecost, he's... In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it tells you the makeup of man, which is not your animal, your dog, your cat, and so on, is not this makeup. Some people think their dogs have spirits. They do not. They don't have a heart. They have a soul and they have a body, but God made us in His image, and there are three parts. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless till the coming of the Lord. So here, one part, the one part's healed, but we're not ready for communal living yet, are we? We're not one big family. We still have different languages, and we're just not there yet. And we'll see as we read along, we're going to see, especially if you go into the epistles, we're not going to get into those details a lot, but boy, you really see it in the epistles where Paul is taking up collections for these people who just did this right here. Have you ever seen that before in the scriptures? Have you guys ever talked about this part of it or in your fellowship groups?
About this
particular subject in here, about communal living.
No, I haven't. We haven't done that.
I haven't either.
But you've seen it.
We've seen it.
And there's a reason why it's in the scriptures, isn't it?
There is.
Maybe to forewarn people. Do you think their intent was really good?
Oh, yes.
Maybe a 1 to 10, maybe even a 10 intent.
Mm-hmm.
Too early, though.
Yeah.
They were sharing with all of them as anyone might have needs, so their intentions were to meet everybody's need.
And they were perfect intentions, but they didn't have the ability to do it yet. They were not yet made perfect. That makes sense?
It does.
That's what Ray mentioned. I remember one time he talked about this.
As Jesus came and he served 100%, he says, pick up your cross and follow me. So we are to serve, but to get to 100%, I don't think, we strive for this, but when he returns, I think that that'll change.
Yes, when he returns, we will be able to get to this point.
Yeah.
And then there will be other people that will need this too.
Correct.
So it won't be perfect throughout the whole of the world, but it will be with God's kids today.
That context starts with one sentence and ends with another one. And I want to focus, because we've been talking about the middle of that context. One element that came out when people repented and were baptized and got the Holy Spirit, and they went through and they did this fellowship, they did teaching and of the apostles and the breaking of bread, it says something that I don't really see in Christianity, and that's fear coming upon every soul. The fear of the Lord came on them. And what you've said all about the middle of this, I agree with that. And then fear came upon all the souls. They did all this. And then the last verse says, the Lord added together daily those who would be saved. So in the middle of this, that fear of the Lord came on them. So all true followers of God, the Holy Spirit is going to cause the fear of the Lord to come on you, to do what he says. And it's one of the seven spirits of God. One of the attributes of the Holy Spirit is the fear of the Lord. And so that comes on people, and that keeps people. And one thing you've said, Gil, before, I like it, I tell people this, it says that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And you go, yeah, it's time to clean up your act. So this fear of the Lord is a very big thing in a true follower's life. It's a very real thing. And the Lord adds daily those that be saved. And by the way, he straightened out this thing that they had in their mind that they were going to do. But the fear of the Lord, I'm sure, was involved in that. And they got this straightened out. As we read along, we're going to see this fear of the Lord exemplified in different ways.
Yes, it will. There'll be lessons to be learned, and some will disobey, and others will fear when they see the result of what people do.
Some things we're going to read here in the next little while, you're going to be really surprised that this is the God that is the great God of how he thinks and what he does. He's going to do some things that you might not know.
Might not expect.
And might not actually believe.
Words that talk about wonders. Oh, right here. Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
So the people that were the apostles had wonders and signs performed around them. So you're going to see people with the fear of the Lord. You're going to see people doing wonders and signs. This isn't just going to church. This is wonders and signs.
And they weren't put on TV. Those things we saw, not one was put on TV. None was recorded. God doesn't want that. He wants us to be ready at any time. And you don't give me a number, but how many times have you seen anybody in this room, somebody raised from the dead?
Zero.
In his 40 years. I've seen two that I know.
I haven't seen one.
I can't remember seeing that.
People on their deathbed that God is, you know, the doctors are say, are going to die.
Somebody that was going to die for like cancer and then they didn't. And
I have seen that.
Okay. Now, yes.
That's what I'm asking.
That is keeping them from dying.
I've seen two that have died, the hospital said.
A friend of mine,
and you know
this friend of ours named Scott Cole. He's passed now. But his daughter was born, and she was born, and he said that she was dark, dark blue, and they said that she was gone. And he said to the doctors, "Get out of my way." He went over there and put his hands on her and prayed for her, and she turned pink, and they were amazed. I know of that one.
That's healing now. Raising from the dead.
Raising
from the dead.
Yes, I know that happened. I wasn't there, but I know that
happened.
So
that's three.
Well, there's three, because you knew of that one too.
And there are some you can talk about. I'll tell you one, and you can tell me what you know about. But one kidney was enveloped in a tumor, and they asked for prayer. And when the doctor came out, he had the most confused look on his face. He said, "I cannot explain this. I've never seen this before. I'm sure it's recorded someplace." But she had two kidneys. One was full of tumor. He came back out, took the tumor out. She still had two kidneys. And he is walking away really confused, and the mother is rejoicing.
Grew a kidney.
Well, we don't know exactly
what happened. Well, I mean, it's something.
But that was Angel O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And I knew a person that went in and somebody had died, and they went in, and I'll tell you who it is. I won't tell about myself, but his name was Tony. He went in, and it was Frederica's daughter, Sandy. She was in a diabetic coma. The doctor said she was gone. She lived. I've seen and heard of
And the point here is that we're stretching this through
50 years.
50 years through five people, and how many have we heard?
Yeah.
But did it happen?
And how many have we seen ourselves?
Yes. Yes. And one thing, too, it mentions here, it brings this word out. It says, "And the fellowship of the apostles." And the apostles had signs done through the apostles and wonders. And now this is a term that's not even used. Of course, Jesus had the apostles, but here were these apostles again. This name shows that it went across, and now these apostles were doing the same things that Jesus did. I know you've said that. It would be like you'd think it was Jesus. Well, here's signs and wonders, and it literally is them doing it. I agree with you.
The word apostle is apo plus stasis, stand away. That's all it means, stand away. Those that stood away, they wouldn't just go with the crowd. They were doing things wherever the Lord would send them.
And these people, these men were there.
Yeah.
So you got the fear of the Lord, you got apostles, you've got wonders, you've got signs, and God's adding to the group daily.
And it started with the 11 that made it, not Judas Iscariot, of course. And then the 12th was added. Here, we just read about it in Acts. So these 11 have, and well, the 12, because he was there at the very beginning when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptizer. So these 12 have now stood away from Jesus. They've come away, and now they're spreading it out.
And here we
are. And that's all it means.
And they were there right at the beginning.
Yeah. People like to give these fancy titles or think these are fancy. These are men that they stand away, and they are carrying the ministry and the message.
I noticed when they were in the house, they had one mind, or they were one. And then this goes on, and then here in verse 40, 43, was it 43?
Yeah.
Believed and had all things, 44, and all those who believed were together and had all things in common. Where does it say? Oh, in 46, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. So the one mind is, the oneness is continuing on. That was in the day of Pentecost, if that makes sense.
The one problem is their flesh wasn't healed. That's why this is not going to work. They don't have the resurrected body yet. They still have their flesh to deal with, and it'll cause problems in just a couple of chapters. It'll cause a big problem with a couple of people.
And you can see it, yes.
Yeah, you'll see it. It'll shout out loud. Acts chapter 3. Let's see, what are we? 1 through about 10, 1 through 10.
Now, Peter and John were going up into the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth, and a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb was carried.
Hold on just a second. What happened the ninth hour, you know, on that day?
That's the hour of prayer.
Well, no, I'm talking about...
Oh, the ninth hour?
Yeah, something big. The New Testament started on the ninth hour.
Yeah, Jesus was on the cross.
Yeah, Jesus died on
the
cross. Isn't it interesting how they bring this ninth hour up? I thought I'd...
Here it comes again.
I thought I'd rudely interrupt you.
No, that's good. When I read it, I went the ninth hour and I stopped. And
yeah, darkness was over the face of the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. Then, you know, that then Jesus cried out with a loud voice. And you can start again if you want.
Sure. Now, Peter and John were going up into the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth, and a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the door of the temple called Beautiful, to ask an alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked to receive an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And he took him up by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately as his feet and ankle bones received strength. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they took knowledge of him that it was that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Temple is found how many times in there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's not a perfect number. It's 6 times. What happens in the New Testament? What does our body become?
A temple.
The temple of God.
The temple of God,
and yet they're still going to the temple. Maybe it's so new to them. Can we keep our eye on the temple as we go along and to see if all of a sudden, maybe we're going to see it for a few chapters, but is it going to diminish? Because our body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And where are things going to be happening? It might be something that we really want to track throughout as we read the book of Acts, them actually going to the temple that Solomon built.
We have a song about this.
You do.
Peter and John went to pray.
And as they were going their way, a man at the gate there did lay, and raised up his palm for an alms. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
That's another one of those 50-year-old songs, 55-year-old songs.
That's a kid's favorite.
Yeah.
Little kids love that song because they can jump up and clap their hands. Yeah.
I like that song because I can jump up and clap my hands.
Well, we all do, but the kids really like that.
We are in Acts chapter 3, verses 11. Wow, this is a long one. Till the end, 26.
Before we move on, this is really really good because this man who's born from his mother's womb, lame, he had to be carried to the gate of the temple to beg for alms. And he's asking for alms. And Peter and John, what did they give him? They didn't give him any money or anything. They said, here, rise up and walk. That's a miracle right there.
Well, it says signs were done through the apostles, and the very next context tells this story. There it is.
That's pretty amazing that a man who was lame from his birth would just jump up and leap.
So and his ankles, I mean, look at that. Wow. His feet, he never walked on them.
Yeah.
And his ankles, he never used them.
And he went walking and leaping immediately.
And praising God.
He had never walked and leapt before, and he got up and was walking and leaping and praising God.
In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it was always attached to Jesus doing it, right? Who's doing it here?
The apostles, Peter and John.
Men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, spirit-filled men. The difference between the Old Testament before the day of Pentecost and the Old Testament, it was always Jesus. Now it's going to be men. It'll be only men in the book of Acts, but spirit-filled men. But what happened to them in Acts chapter 2?
They were filled with the Holy Spirit when they were baptized, and that gave them the power to do these things.
The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they also baptized others, and there were 3,000 baptized in that day.
In one day.
One day.
So they didn't go to college, and they didn't have to go to class and learn all these things. They heard the message of salvation, and they went for it. That I want to be saved. 3,000 people in a day.
The Holy Spirit is the teacher, right? The Holy Spirit, each one of these people that are baptized now have God, the teacher, call no man teacher. Can any man really rise to the level of God?
No.
Would you like a man in your heart telling you what to do? Or how about the Holy Spirit who is God, the breath of God in your heart, the Spirit of God in your heart?
Yes.
Being your teacher.
So about 120 day of Pentecost, then 3,000 right after that.
3,120.
3,100. And then it says in verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. So the number's going up fast.
Day by day.
Day by day.
But first, the very first thing is they have to change their mind and return. And the returning is when we are born up.
And it shows when they came, they said, men and brethren, what can we do? So what would you say that element was? Was that like the fear of the Lord?
Fear of the Lord.
There's the fear of the Lord.
Whoops,
right there.
We just killed the Christ we've been waiting for.
There's a repentance, changing of the mind.
There's repentance, and the fear of the Lord is there.
What shall we do is saying, what I've done in the past isn't working. What do I need to change now? My direction, my course, my footsteps, and they're basically saying, you need to walk in Jesus' footsteps. What did he do when he started his ministry, before he started? Well, he did what John told him to do, and he went and got baptized in Matthew chapter 3.
You know, I just wanted to digress just a minute. I've thought of one more of those miracles, and it was in this town. And
what town is this?
Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
And this lady named Kari Adams, her husband Joe, she had a child, and the child, he was dying right there at the hospital. And Kari put her hands on him and prayed for him, and that child came out of whatever it was, and it was on television. She was on television. This happened. You ask her about it sometime.
I remember this.
You do?
I remember this. Not all the details, because I was a lot younger then.
But you remember that
remember.
Happened? It was on the television. Okay, so it was for real. People reported it. She'd probably get embarrassed if I told that story, but maybe not, because she's sober-minded. She goes, yes, God did that. Anyway, there's another one. And you know her, so.
I certainly do.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time to go on to the next subject. Anything else about this?
Well, I remember a woman named Pam Chesky was her name, and she had cancer throughout her body, and they gave her a week to 2 weeks to live, very short amount of time, and we went over and laid hands on her, and she lived for another 2 years, and her cancer cleared up and wasn't exactly raised from the dead right there, but that's a real miracle.
You know, you look at this to the end of chapter 2, and here they put Jesus on the cross, crucified him. He died. He was raised above death by the Spirit of God, by the glory of God, raised up. And then the ones that did, God, he was merciful. He shows so much mercy through here because they needed help.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Who pardons all your iniquities. Who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with loving kindness.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards us. As far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions from us.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.